Places at Fannie.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Fannie Mae is shaking things up at the top. The country's biggest buyer and backer of home mortgages ousted its chief financial officer and two other top executives. Shares of Fannie and sibling company Freddie Mac are worth less than 10% of what they were a year ago. That's raised worries that the mortgage giants won't be able to stay solvent and will have to rely on a taxpayer bailout. Fannie CEO Daniel Mudd will stay where he is. Oil has ticked up this morning to nearly $119 a barrel. That's on worries about a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico. But the euro is looking stronger against the dollar. It had been at a six-month low. And that mixed news has things looking, well, mixed this morning. London's FTSE is up about 0.25%. Germany's DAX is down 0.2%. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added nearly 0.8%. And the economy, all in all, has had a rough summer, and consumers have cut back on spending, but they haven't given up their little indulgences. Sales of candy, tobacco, and liquor have been on the rise in recent months. Diageo is the world's largest liquor maker, and it reported some results today. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Diageo faces what it calls a challenging market, but the company certainly isn't crying into its beer. Net income for the year to the end of June is marginally higher, at $2.79 billion. The firm that makes Guinness Stout, Smirnoff Vodka and Johnnie Walker Whiskey is benefiting from its global spread. Profit growth has slowed in the US, UK and Spain, along with their slowing economies, but business is still brisk in emerging markets, Brazil, Russia, India and China. Overall, says drinks analyst Ollie Waring, Diageo is well placed to withstand any downturn. It shouldn't lose too many customers.
If times are tough, how are you going to soften the blow? People do like to drink, and that's one of the things that doesn't fall by the wayside. When belts need tightening, people still like a drink.
And for Diageo, it's still a case of the glass half full. The company is forecasting a rise in profits over the next 12 months by up to 9%. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And it seems a lot of us could use a little liquid courage these days. Workers in this country are not feeling good, according to a workforce development survey out today from Rutgers University. It found confidence in the U.S. job market is at its lowest level since the 2001 recession, and a third of workers surveyed said they aren't making enough to make ends meet. Employers aren't feeling much better about things. Today, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce releases its top list of economic priorities. Daniel Carson takes a look.
The government needs to turn around a sagging housing industry, improve the credit market, and lower energy prices. But that's not all.
Making sure taxes stay as low as possible, increase our education and skill levels. We address the infrastructure shortages, that we address the entire energy issue, which we have failed to do.
That's the chamber's chief economist, Marty Regalia. He says one big priority is extending the Bush administration's tax cuts. But Michael Ettlinger, an economist with the Center for American Progress, says someone has to pay for all those reforms.
The idea is that you're going to improve education, make investments in infrastructure, while also having tax cuts is pretty naive.
Both Regalia and Ettlinger do agree that Congress is unlikely to do much until next January. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Batman, Iron Man, Tropic Thunder, and Facebook? Writer Aaron Sorkin is working on a film about the social networking site for Sony Pictures. The writer of The West Wing and A Few Good Men is gathering research and information on his new Facebook page. Could have a pretty solid built-in audience. More than 100 million people use Facebook, though the company says it hasn't accepted any deal requests just yet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
It's still summer, but people in the Northeast are already thinking about firewood. This year, prices for the old-fashioned fuel are soaring as people search for alternatives to costly heating oil. But it's not just skinflints looking to save. The specialty wood market is smoking, too. Mark Foggin reports.
Angel Rodriguez pulls up in his 24-foot panel truck in front of Sesmadi Brick Oven Pizza in Upper Manhattan. even though it's the middle of summer, he's delivering firewood.
This is a loaded truck today.
Rodriguez piles a week's supply of split ash in front of the restaurant's brick oven. He makes the 200-mile round trip from Quakertown, PA, twice each week during the summer. Rodriguez delivers to 50 restaurants in New York. That steady business is critical for his boss, Ron Heckman, otherwise known as Sam the Firewood Man.
Absolutely. They're my bread and butter. Without the restaurants, Sam the Firewood Man, which has been in existence 38 years now, would have been out of business probably in a second year.
Heckman says even though fuel costs have doubled in the past year, it's still worth the premium he gets delivering ash and cherry to the captive and growing market in New York City. Angelo Sessa, owner of Sesmedy, finds wood to be a good value.
It costs me around $700, $800 a month to run the oven. Okay, so if I were to choose between the wood and the gas, absolutely the wood would be the best flavor to give it to any dishes.
And it's not just pizzerias. Real barbecue relies on the smoke from wood for its slow-cooked flavor. Pete DeVersa is the pitmaster at the recently opened Hill Country Restaurant in Manhattan's Flatiron neighborhood. He actually has the wood for the restaurant's three SUV-sized smokers trucked up from Texas by the trailer load twice a year.
We use post oak because, one, it's besides being a fantastic wood, it's a slow burner, it's very hot, it's consistent, it's got a great, sweet, mild, smooth flavor, but tough to get around here. You have to actually ship it in. Love to give you my source, but it's one of our trade secrets.
And barbecue aficionados seem to agree. At a little afternoon one recent weekday, the line for moist brisket was already out the door. In New York, I'm Mark Foggin for Marketplace.
Has something got you fired up? Send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.